This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tye. Thank you so much for being with us today. The future of immigration reform efforts in Congress remains in question 2 days after House Speaker John Boehner held a closed-door meeting with leading Republicans to discuss their approach to the measure, which passed the Senate earlier this year. With that as the backdrop, members of the Milwaukee group Esperanza Unida will address immigration reform questions to Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson at a forum this evening. It's the first in a series of legislative panels the Latino organization is planning. General Manager Manny Perez joins us on the line now. Welcome to the show.
It's an honor for me to be here with you and to share some opinions and comments in the direction that Esperanza Unida is taking under my leadership.
As an organization that works with Latino workers, does Esperanza Unida have a particular stance on immigration reform?
Well, Esperanza Unida, as a nonprofit organization, really does not have a particular stance towards one thing or another from a political standpoint, okay? Let me share with you several comments in relation to the topic, because the issue of immigration is a complex one. It deals with economic development in Latin America and in other nations. It deals with U.S. industry. It deals with economic development here in the United States, and it deals with social development. So as a result, it really has to be looked at in a comprehensive manner.
Well, and I imagine this is going to be a difficult question to answer without taking a political stance on it, but the immigration reform measure, which passed the Senate and has this uncertain future in the House, is out there. And I guess I'd be curious to get your take on what ought to be in a comprehensive package when it comes to immigration reform. What are the specific things that need to be addressed? And as someone who works in this area, how do you think those areas would be best addressed?
Let me speak not as the general manager of Esperanza Unida, which is a nonprofit organization, nonpartisan, okay? Let me speak as a labor economist, as an individual who has been very familiarized with the labor issues here in the United States and at the international level. In general, I divide the issue of immigration into three. One, why are people coming to the United States looking for jobs? Two, security. Three, the domestic issues dealing with labor. In my opinion, the current proposals really do not address the issue of why people are coming in to the United States looking for jobs. And that issue has to do because individuals coming from other nations, escaping from poverty, escaping from corruption in other nations. I believe that right now there is a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to address this issue, to lower the amount of people seeking to come to the United States, if the United States would consider tightening its foreign policy through the World Bank and through the IMF. In other words, in a practical level, tightening, this is what I'm proposing.
Sure.
Tightening the loans that go to emerging markets, so that the loans are directly and more closely related to the achievement of employment outcomes in these nations, towards the achievement of significant reductions in income inequality, and towards the achievement of increases, statistically significant increases in purchasing power parity. Because if you can achieve that, and the World Bank and the IMF can actually do that because they control the money through the loans, then what would you have is better, more employment in these nations, better distributed by lowering the coefficient of inequality, and by virtue of having increased purchasing power, then people can consume more products. That would be a significant benefit to the United States, because these individuals consuming more, they would consume in general more product from the United States and other nations, okay? The second portion is really security. There is no way around it. Security at the border must be maintained. However, if you are lowering the number of people coming into the United States by virtue of supporting economic development in other nations, then what would occur is that you can move into what's called managed labor flows. We possess the internet technology already to take a person from Argentina and place that person in Warsaw, Wisconsin. It's easily done through the internet. And I can tell you that it is easily done, because when I was in manpower and I was in charge of managed services, I was a lead person in the development of solutions at the international level to design a system where a person could come from another country, be relocated here, obtain, for example, the papers, and then be placed. Therefore, a worker in Mexico could actually be placed in Warsaw to work in a legal manner. So from a security standpoint, that must be implemented, and we possess the technology to achieve that. Then the third portion is what to do with the individuals that are here. Well, the individuals that are here, yes, they have broken the law in terms of being here illegally, but so have the employers who have hired them for many years. So if we're going to sanction those individuals, it seems to me that it would be the first thing that everybody that has incurred in the portion would be need to be sanctioned. Certainly from a human standpoint, and I think everybody tends to agree that you cannot adopt the position of we're going to get them out of here in 1 second, simply because it's just not feasible. So the proper thing to do would likely be to have a negotiated solution where these individuals an amount for breaking the law and at the same time having a path to citizenship after demonstrated that they are going to be contributing members of society, including learning English, including having skills that are in demand here in the United States, but also employers who have hired individuals that are undocumented need to abide by the law. In other words, this is not a one-shot solution. It's a solution that has many parts.
Is there a particular message you're hoping to get across to Senator Johnson when he speaks to your group this evening?
Well, the object of this, and I'm speaking now as a general manager of Esperanza Unida, the object of the meeting is precisely to offer an opportunity for members of the grassroots communities to have the opportunity to interact with Senator Johnson and propose practical ideas to him and for him to interact directly with individuals from the grassroots community to express his ideas and then come to terms and really come put our heads together to arrive at solutions. So tomorrow's meeting really is not my meeting. It's a meeting of the people coming together. Esperanza Unida seeks to create a forum of civic discussion where individuals can interact with their leaders of all the political spectrum. In fact, we're inviting leaders from the Democratic Party, from business leaders to participate in this legislative speaker series for the purpose of motivating civic discussion in actual resolution of problems.
Well, Manny Perez, I thank you so much and wish you best of luck with your work.
Thank you very much. Thank you. You take care.
Manny Perez is the general manager of Esperanza Unida. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson will speak about immigration reform issues at the Milwaukee Latino Group's first event in a legislative speakers series this evening at the group's headquarters on West National. A quick break now, and then a Madison writer helps a remarkable Milwaukee woman tell her story of a lifetime's search for justice. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.